guard pointed me to a seat in the last of four rows. There were 29 people in the room, including six relatives of Warno's victims, 12 journalists, a state prosecutor, and various Department of Corrections officials. We sat ramrod straight, staring at the brown curtain that separated the large viewing window from the execution chamber. Two speakers were mounted on opposite ends of the wall above the window. All was silent, except for the hum of a Friedrich air conditioner set on low cool in the rear corner. We were a captive audience, brought together to witness the aptly bizarre end of a twisted life. We had different viewpoints, different roles, different feelings, but for 20 excruciatingly long minutes, we sat together as a killer was killed. There wasn't an inattentive eye in the house. But after the ritualized pageant was over, after she stiffened and turned blue and two men with stethoscopes leaned over her body and officially pronounced her dead at 9:47 a.m., I didn't feel nearly as disturbed as I would have thought. And that was disturbing in itself. At 9:29 a.m., the curtain opened. Warno's was strapped onto a gurney, with a needle leading to two intravenous tubes poked into the fleshy bend of her right arm. Her mouth and lips were moving, but we could not hear. The microphone and bumper was off, our wall speakers mute. Her eyes were open, darting to the side from her restrained head to quickly survey the witness room. She seemed a little surprised to see so many people. Terry Griffin, who sat in the front row, said later. Her father, Charles Humphreys, was one of seven men Warno's confessed to murdering. I know she appreciated the attention. Warno's was tucked beneath the white sheet, which was folded with military precision under her feet and around her neck and shoulders. She looked like a made bed. The only visible parts of her body, her head and her right arm, and the digital clock on the wall above her changed to 9:30. The microphone was turned on. "Do you have a final statement?" she was asked. "Yes," she said. "I'd just like to say I'm sailing with the Rock, and I'll be back. Like Independence Day with Jesus, June 6th, just like the movie, Big Mothership and all. I'll be back." She spoke in a barely audible voice, with speech that seemed slurred even though officials said she did not request or receive a sedative in her final hours.